to keep warm with, to put on your bed?
Oh, blankets, quilts.
Do you ever remember using anything that was about twice as long as a pillow, maybe round? And you might just lay it on the bed?
No, I don't remember using one that way.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor that children might like to sleep on?
Pallet.
Would you ever hear other names for that?
Yeah. For people who are in warehouses, stack different items on for picking up. Mm-hmm. And usually they'd have a lift tractor to pick them up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That would be a pallet, too. It's kind of a wooden base thing.
Yeah.
With
They usually put it on and then they can run the lifts on it. Mm-hmm. Pick it up like that. Uh-huh. And the other one, I think, is something to do with art. Mm-hmm. I believe that's called a pallet, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the thing, is it the thing you hold?
Yeah, one of them. And one of them's an easel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would
be the thing he holds is called a pallet.
Uh-huh. How would you describe a pallet that somebody might sleep on the floor?
Well, in our case, they would take about, they would have quilts. Mm-hmm. And they would take about two or three of those and put them down first on the floor, and then give them a couple on, mm-hmm. or spread a sheet over that, and then get a person a sheet, and then give them a couple more of those little quilts if it was real cold. But if it wasn't too cold, they'd just use one quilt and let a sheet on top.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we expect a big yield from this field because the soil is very
rich.
And another way of saying the soil is rich, you'd say the soil is very
fertile.
What kinds of land would you have around here?
We have this mucky type black soil, then we have the plain white sand, you have clay, mm-hmm. and that's about it, clay, and the black mucky type over here in Florida a lot of places, and your regular white sand like on the beaches and all.
Would you, what would you call a low-lying grassland?
A marsh.
Would you ever hear any other names for marshes? Like, would they call them different things?
Some of them will call them wetlands. Mm-hmm. And that's about all. Marshes and wetlands, all I know.
What would you call a place where water has been standing on it? You might have cypress trees and things like that.
Pond.
And there's a big place in Georgia called the Okefenokee
Swamp.
What kinds of different soil might you have in a field?
Well, fertile soil.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be your biggest deal, because they would have to be to produce. You'd have to fertilize it. All of it you'd fertilize too.
What would you call something that you might dig to run the water off of a swamp or something?
Ditch.
If it were bigger than a ditch.
We call them canals.
If they're getting the water off of the marshes, you say they are?
Draining it.
What kinds of bodies of water would you have around here? What would be the names of some of the main bodies of water?